And we are back at the Glow Home for our hot take. Yes, it is our bonus episode. Myself, Mark Rogers, and my beautiful, handsome, gorgeous husband, the lovely Paul Kinsella.
Oh, that's me. That was a very generous introduction you gave me.
I do love you.
Aw.
I do. We've had a lovely weekend away. And it's time for me to admit that I'm just very lucky to have a very beautiful man in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, being away, segues beautifully into our hot take this week, which is...
Hotels, my favourite topic.
Yes, I adore a hotel stay.
I think we both really appreciate a hotel stay.
Honestly, well, I mean, obviously we like travelling around and going to somewhere hot and nice, but there is something beautiful about heading away for a weekend and just going to a gorgeous hotel.
But also, I think we have a very good system in terms of what we
like. Don't have kids.
We don't have kids.
We are what's known. I don't know if people know this. We are what's known as dinks.
Oh.
Dinks. A double income, no kids.
Yeah.
Which is a really it's this term now for people who've decided to maybe not have kids or can't have kids. And they live a different type of life because the only thing we have to celebrate is ourselves.
and I think we get the best of both worlds with your family and all the kiddie winks.
We do love kids. As in we spend a lot of time with my nieces and nephews.
But and at the end of the day. Kids.
And our friends' kids. But we get to give them back. We're like, here you go. That was lovely. Yeah. That was fun. But now, thank you. Goodbye. We're going to go to a nice hotel stay and go to a spa.
So on that, let's talk hotels.
Okay.
What is your favorite type of hotel stay? So not a hotel per se, but
Not naming hotels. Yeah. So there's a few things that contribute to a hotel stay.
Continue.
So one, if we're away in a hotel, there's a certain thing that I enjoy. But before we get to that, because we do a lot of hotel stays in Ireland.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
My number one preference is what am I going to say? What's a really important thing to me when we're picking a hotel stay?
Has to have a gym.
It does have to have a gym, but there's something else that's more important. Do you even know me? Do you know who I am?
Can you give me a hint?
How far away?
Oh, it needs to be close to town so that you can walk to places and do stuff.
It even just if we're having a weekend away, for example, Galgorm, right? Beautiful hotel up in Northern Ireland. It is too feckin' far away for me for us to go and just have a one night stay there.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Travel time is a big thing for you. So if we're doing a one nighter, you like to be somewhere, I would say 90 minutes tops.
Max.
To stay.
Because you want to maximize your stay. You want to get there. Yeah. You want to be there in no time. You want to be able to enjoy it. And then if you're only away for one night, you need to get back nice and quickly.
But what is it? This rots me now. What is it about hotels saying your check-in time is 4 p.m.?
So annoying.
And your check-out time is 11 a.m. 11 a.m.?
It's not even a hotel stay. You're literally in the door. You've not even unpacked your bag and you're out the door again.
It rots me. Yeah. It rots me.
Yeah. And it's becoming more and more. I remember it used to be you check-in time was 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Now standard is 3.
3, half 3.
Madness.
Yeah.
Especially for the really expensive hotels. Yeah. And then your check-out is 11 or 12.
Yeah. Not for me. What's my hotel dream?
Spa. It has to be a spa.
Okay.
There has to be a bath in the hotel room.
There you go. Ring a ding ding.
Yeah, which I always fail on. But it's because I love the really modern hotels.
No, you don't fail on it. For instance, the Nomad did have a bath option in terms of in some of the rooms, but you didn't know what room. It's not like this room has a bath. It's one of those city hotels.
I looked at all the options and none said they had a bath.
No, there was one or two pictures with a few baths, but not
Paul likes a bath.
I love a bath.
Yeah.
I love a bath.
It's grim, but that's okay.
It's my favorite. And also what I do love about a hotel is I like a modern hotel.
I love a modern hotel.
I have to choose my words carefully here. I just amn't as big of a fan as an older worldy hotel.
Oh, I think there's some,
I appreciate it.
The likes of Adair Manor is just so grand and so gorgeous.
But there's always modern twists in Adair. There's some, but then also saying that one of our favorite hotels isn't that modern, but we just love it.
Oh, Brooke Lodge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we love Brook Lodge. But I think there's also just a sentimental thing with that.
There
place.
Is. There really is. Love, and Penny there. Can come with us.
Yeah. And they allow doggies.
They do need to redo their spa because their spa is a bit.
I don't go to the spa.
I know
spa.
You don't like anyone touching
you. I don't go to the spa.
So,
yeah. I don't get a massage. Don't want anyone touching me.
The pool the
me.
Last no, time was you. Quite cold. But yeah. I do. Do you know what I love? The big open fireplaces. Us in the bar, chilling area, having a drink with a big fire. I love that.
Yeah.
That is.
We have been known quite often to go to a hotel and just stay in the room and order room service
it
and watch TV.
It is my favorite thing
so
to do.
So good.
It is my favorite. And we've even done it on like week holidays.
Yeah.
So like when we've been away, like one of my favorite one was when we were in Palm Springs and we just stayed.
No.
Paul
Kinsler. All right. Let's tell the real story of what happened in Palm Springs.
Okay, so we started the day before. Paul had a lovely itinerary of drag queens, shows, cocktails,
you did a good job
brunch.
Organizing.
And it was at brunch that it all went
Paul
wrong.
Paul lost his life.
Paul was drinking Negronis in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And I forget, though, as well, that they're all free pour because they're all looking for tips.
Paul,
and he
when
had,
you've had 20 of them, it doesn't matter
well,
if it's
yeah,
free
but you
pour
don't
or not.
Drink 20 Negronis. I don't know why. And then there was a table tray of shots at one point. Yeah, it was...
So Paul lost his life. What happened, Paul?
It was white girl wasted.
Yeah. So yeah. Paul was wrote off. Paul actually ran away from me at the end of the night.
Oh God.
Physically ran away.
Do you want to tell the story?
I had to. Well, I don't think I... Well, actually, that does involve a hotel.
Which does, yeah. So it's Paul, quite actually, yeah.
So basically, Paul got white girl wasted, absolutely lost his mind. And he knew that I was going to say to him, it is time to go to bed. You're done. I think this is what happened.
I think actually what happened was we were in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And Mark said to me, oh, it's time to go home.
I was being a good husband.
100%.
I was like, you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
It's time to go home to bed.
Yeah.
And you did not want to.
No, I decided to be a road runner and turn and run away from
when
him.
When I say, I can't explain this. He ran out the door like an Olympic sprinter, right? I have never seen anything like it before. Paul does not run. Paul doesn't jog.
No,
you don't
no.
even like to walk places.
A fast walk is a hard no for me.
He, full on road runner, legged out the door and ran out onto the street in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what had happened. Mm-hmm, I was like, where is he going? Mm-hmm. I literally had to run after him, right?
Can't believe we're
and he was
story.
Looking over his shoulder. It was like I was some form of like I was
abuser.
Trying to hunt you down.
I
was trying to hunt you down.
Yeah.
So then basically Paul got to the doors of a hotel. Not our
tell you
hotel.
What hotel it was.
Not the hotel that we were staying in.
Yeah.
And Paul knew that I was tracking him down, trying to get him. Mm-hmm, so what did Paul do? Mm-hmm. He ran into the hotel.
Yeah.
Right? The reception, the full front of the hotel is glass.
And this is like 2 or 3 a.m.
It's late, right? Paul runs into the hotel. I see him like roadrunner run past the receptionist. Yeah. She's like, you know, nearly got whiplash looking, being like, did a man actually just run past reception? You ran past reception in a hotel we weren't staying in. And I had to then go into the hotel and be like, hello, I'm so sorry. I think my husband has run into your hotel. And she's like, are you residents? I'm like, no. We're not staying in this hotel. So we had to have security go floor by floor through the hotel to try and find where Paul was.
Yeah.
He was genuine. It was like a game.
Yeah. And I was actually outside
in
a car
park.
And I was leaning against a car as if nothing had happened.
Yeah, Paul was like, when we found him, it was like, what's wrong with you guys? I was like, you little fucking
shit. I've been here
shit.
All the time.
Yeah. So anyway, Paul loves a hotel so much that he just runs into them when he's drunk.
Yeah. Okay. But back to
hotels
and away from me.
Paul's like, away from the story where I lost my life.
What are your red flags for a hotel?
I can tell you quite clearly what my red flags are for a hotel.
Okay.
Every red flag that there is can be found in that hotel that we stayed in January in Lanzarote.
With the piggy dolls.
Can I just tell
now? That's why nobody's seen anything
can I
of
also
it?
Just say, I get some form of award here for this now because I was a trooper.
But yes, you do. 100%. But you also know it's really bad when I can't even defend it one bit because I am stubborn.
So we went away on a holiday. Now, here's the thing. It was great crack, great holiday, great group of people. The hotel was it was a kip. It was an absolute fucking kip.
There is actually no words.
Oh my God, I can't explain how bad this place was.
There is no words to describe.
It was cheap and cheerful.
It was not cheerful.
No, it wasn't cheap.
Well, it was cheerful. The company was cheerful. Yeah, we hotel had many balcony drinks. But yeah, there was just hair in places it shouldn't have been. The sheets weren't.
And they did a great job on their website.
Oh my God, they you would think.
Should we win an award.
They should actually.
Should win an award for what they did with that website. Because it looked like we were going to the loveliest
place
in the world.
They were influencing. Yeah. I was so excited for the hot tub.
Strong edit.
Cesspit.
Oh my God. The hot tub.
Cesspit.
It actually makes me feel sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the hot tub was just one of those hot tubs, you know, you can buy for out your back garden, but in a hotel. Yeah. So think about how many people were using it. There just seemed to be families with kids the whole time. It was like a stew of dirt.
Look, they didn't clean our room once in the week that we were there.
Our room was not cleaned once.
I can't imagine.
We had to beg for extra towels.
Yeah.
And also Usain Bolt was upstairs.
Oh my God, Usain Bolt. Oh my God, the house was like the house of marshmallows.
So basically.
Or cards, deck of cards, so whatever you want to call it.
We would wake up in like literally the middle of the night in the morning. There'd just be the sound of this child running the length and breadth of the place.
Running. And then what I noticed was I hit the ceiling with a brush once.
To try and get them to shut
up. Get them to stop. And then I realized that there was multiple brush dints in the ceiling because the ceiling wasn't even made of strong stuff.
No, it was the most disgusting place I've ever stayed in my entire life.
Yeah. So any recommendations for Gran Canaria, Puerto del Carmen next year? That
it's
doesn't
Gran
cost.
Canaria, it's Lanzarote.
Oh, sorry, Lanzarote. That doesn't cost a fortune.
It was really bad.
Because Mark just wants to book us all into the Farione's, but it's not that type of holiday. It's a cheap and cheerful first week in January holiday.
We'll be staying in the Farione's next year.
I don't know.
Penny agrees. So basically the things I hate in a hotel are when it's dirty.
Yeah.
We went to that Kilkenny place in Kilkenny that time.
Well, you went, I didn't go.
No, you did. The one that we went to with the family. All the kids and Judy and all them, and it's
brilliant. Park.
But it's brilliant. To be fair, the new park is amazing.
Can I tell you, it was the best massage I've had.
Yeah, so the spa
was incredible.
Amazing. But it's made for families with kids.
Yeah, like, it is.
Perfect for that. And we had all the kids there.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
Yeah,
like they have like kids clubs coming out of their ears, all those things. Brilliant. But like that's not something that we require.
And also, we would have been fine. If we weren't coming from all together now after not showering for 3 days.
Yeah, we've been to a festival. Look, it wasn't the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't the best.
And all I was craving was a shower. Do you know the hot pressure when you hit in a shower and you're like,
But a good hotel to me is one that I love when like you get that full gorgeous, like you're being looked after service where like you feel like the staff are really just excited for you to be there.
I will say the Nomad, they were deadly.
Yeah, they were so nice.
They take your
bags straight away to the room and like you don't have to think about anything.
Yeah,
like
really
all
good.
Any of us do in life is try to work out how we get from A to B.
Yeah.
So how lovely is it when you go somewhere they're just genuinely excited to make sure you have a lovely time.
I have some really call outs or red flags in hotels.
Okay, go on, give it
right.
to me.
The hair dryer.
Shitty hair dryer.
I do not
Shitty
want
hotel.
A hair dryer that goes like this. Like no,
the ones we have to hold the button.
Oh, the hold the button ones.
Yeah.
No,
not great.
Absolutely not. Not for me. I also detest when you give me the tiniest towel,
little baby towel,
little baby towel,
little wafer towel.
Little wafer towel is not going to cover little Paul because Paul is not little.
All right, Paul.
Paul likes to have a towel around his boobicles and a towel in his hair. She is ready for a spa moment.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what?
Yeah.
I need a robe.
Yeah,
I need a robe.
So that there are me green flags. Hang on. And I've
there
one more.
Me green flags.
There me green flags.
That's him from Crumlin.
That's the Crumlin coming out. I have one more thing. The scaldy iron.
Scaldy iron, not great.
And
I like when there's no iron. I'm like, oh, can't iron it now. Oh, well.
What sort of monster does not put a plug socket near the bed?
Yeah, that's another thing that I just don't really understand in some hotels. When you have when you have to plug your phone in across the room. It's wild to me. Although apparently very dangerous to have your phone near the bed. Do I care? I don't.
So my green flags.
Go on.
Yours, fluffy robe.
Fluffy robe. I live in a robe, so I don't. So I have a robe in the house. Like, that's what I'll.
You have a robe in every room.
I do.
In the house.
But do I use them all?
Yeah, you do. You do.
I love them. My slippers.
Yeah.
Love, love, love.
I love good pillow. Nothing like good pillow.
I'm funny about a pillow.
Yeah, I know you are.
Hard to get right, but yeah.
Good, room service menu.
Room service menu, and, very important.
And by that, I just want the staples. I want pizza, I want chips, and I want a sandwich and a burger.
Oh, a toasty. A toasty.
Yeah.
Toasty. And just bring all the ketchup.
All the ketchup.
Don't have me ask for more ketchup. Just give me the ketchup.
No.
Give me the fucking ketchup.
And a non-negotiable for me is a bat. Like, I love
I actually feel bad that we just can't have a bath in this house.
I know. It'd be too small in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we look at
what we do believe is that everyone should treat yourself to a little night away in a hotel where you have nothing to do. You have nothing planned. Just go and enjoy every second of it.
And do enjoy the fact that you don't have to do anything. Just stay in the room.
That's you don't have to wait and do anything.
That's one sometimes, of my favorite
if you're
things.
You're staying in a hotel room, maximize on that hotel room.
Yeah.
Go and literally sit, watch TV, order room service, and just live. Bed rot in a hotel. I've seen this girl who does this on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
She does like bed rotting days, but she goes to a hotel and has a bed rot day in a hotel. How gorgeous. Love that.
And I'm excited I think we're invited into the Chancery Hotel in Dublin.
It's the first time hearing about it.
First time I told you.
Where is the Chancery?
Exactly. I didn't know about it, but I had a little quick Google. The rooms look...
I was going to say, is it a hotel or are we being kidnapped?
No. The rooms look pretty nice.
Lovely. Well, you never know. We could be doing the next podcast from some other hotel. We are really excited for our next episode, which is coming up. So obviously this is our gorgeous bonus episode. So that everyone knows, our schedule is that we will be launching our episodes on a Wednesday. They will go up at midnight on a Tuesday. So if you're really eager, you can listen to it in the morning. But we launch our podcast first thing on a Wednesday morning. That's the main episode. And then every Friday we have these little bonuses where we just have a little hot take. Just have a little moment for things that we like hotels, or things that we don't like dickfluencers.
Dickfluencers.
I'm just abbreviating it all now. But yes, we have a very exciting episode coming up next week.
Yes.
Because we have the lovely Rachel Gorey with us. She's talking about all things like her life now, the fact that she's got two gorgeous babies on the way. Mm-hmm. All very excited. So we're excited. Yeah, lots of fun stuff. Yeah. So yeah, we're very excited to have her on.
Make sure that you like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And also please give us a review, because the reviews are going quite well for us.
Yes, we have 25 5-star reviews, and that's all we want, 5-star reviews. Thank you.
We don't want anything below five.
But come on, like, let's keep the streak going. Let's keep the streak going.
And always, you can slide into the DMs if you want to chat to us about something that we'll bring up on the pod, or you can email us at hello@glowhomepod.com.
And genuinely, a massive thank you to everyone who has listened so far and given us lots of
it's
love.
It's really exciting.
We're really enjoying it and can't wait for our first fight. Can't wait for us to have a fight in the pod.
My God.
Oh my God, it's going to be so gripping.
I'm going to fight with you over something. The front room, or this room might be our...
Actually, we could have our first fight. It could be that. Anyway, before we get too sidetracked, we're going to leave you guys to it.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Bye.